This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're in the midst of some crazy weather that's been going on here. It feels like all of a sudden January came back. And with a vengeance for a couple days this week. And now it's summer. It's going to be 62 degrees today in some areas. Huh, it's interesting. It's how Mother Nature has always been, right? Obviously. But I'll tell you, it's killing my allergies, this back and forth. But it's going to be a nice day today. We haven't been able to really get outside much in the past few days, just with the weather not being ideal. I think there was snow Thursday or Friday, then we had snow yesterday, and it was rainy and gross yesterday. So today would be a great day to be getting outside and getting in the yard, getting some things ready. For the season, if you haven't already, I'm sure a lot of you have. There's a lot of us are stuck at home, right? I completely get it. So you're probably a lot further ahead on your cleanups than you ever have been, and getting things out into that garden. I know I'm, you know, just based on the weather this week, we're looking to be better. We're having some cold overnights, but some warm days. So it's almost starting to feel like that end of April going into May. Not so quite shorts weather yet. We're not there, but we are going to be there soon enough. Now, today, we will do a number of things. We have Victoria coming on at 8:30 today to join us to talk about a few things this week to give us an update of what we can be doing. They are still shipping, so that is something that we're excited about. I know they shipped a package to me this past week. I got it here. I got some sulfur for my yard. I have an area that I want to take a look at and really get going, clean up a bit. So we're going to look to do that this week. I knew we were going to have some snow, so I didn't want to get into that right away. Now, I already have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Andy is in Pine River, Minnesota.
Andy, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I was calling about moss. Like, the south side of my yard is all moss. And there's some shade. You know, it's kind of shady on that side. But I wonder if I should almost turn my radio down. But I guess I'll just turn it down.
Yeah, that would help a little bit in the background.
Yeah. So like, you know, it's a hill, you know, it's a yard on a hill. And so the whole south side of the yard is moss. And I'm wondering, is this moss have any value? I mean, can you sell it for geraniums? Can you do anything with it? Or does that mean your yard has a problem? I mean, I don't know.
Well, so there's really no value to the moss itself. But I will say that, you know, a lot of times it'll tell you a few things. It'll tell you where your pH level is in your soil. It'll tell you, all right, you've got a very acidic soil. Moss thrives on acidic soil. It'll also tell you some of those areas might be either clay-filled or very hard-packed. So there's a number of things you can do. You know, what I would start with is to get a soil test so that you can know exactly where you're at for elements and for how much product you're going to need to do.
Gotcha. And then it's a sandy. I know it's sandy, but I mean, it's the other side of the yard. You know, it could rain for 3 days in a row and the grass will be green for like a minute. And then it'll be, you know, in other words, so it's very sandy. It's weird. I mean, it's like one side of the yard is like sandy and just drains like nothing, and the other side is like moss. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so that's where, you know, what you would need to start to do, I'd look at getting a moss killer. You know, Moss Out is a great one. They have a granular form and a liquid form. You can put that over the top of it, and what it does, it'll turn the moss black. Now, the moss doesn't, like, biodegrade or anything. You actually just have to rake it up and clean it up.
Yep.
And from there, go ahead.
Is moss bad? I mean, I don't have a problem with the moss. I mean, it's soft. I don't have to mow it. I mean, it's not like I don't need a yard to look like a golf course. But, I mean, is moss bad or is it kind of like mold? I mean, is it something
moss,
you should
I mean,
get rid of?
Moss isn't bad, to be honest. Some people will love having moss. There are different types of moss that you can use in the landscapes. So, really, it's up to you on if you want to keep it or not. A lot of people just want to get rid of it, just based on, you know, what they want their yard to be. They want that green, lush lawn. But it's not necessary to get rid of.
Well, the thing is, it is green and lush, and it's a lot softer than walking on the grassy part of the lawn. You know what I mean? It's like,
I get
it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't necessarily want to get rid of it. I just wonder if it's a bad thing or if it's like mold or if it's okay to just have it around or what
it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine to have in the yard. That is not a problem by any means. It's just an indicator of how your soil is. It's telling you, you know, your soil's a little more acidic. It, you know, needs a few things to change it. So if you were to ever look at going into getting it into that green lawn, then there would some things you could do. But you don't necessarily have to change it.
But it would tell me a lot. Like if I was going to grow like a garden, like a vegetable garden at the bottom of a lawn where there's no moss, but it would kind of give me a, I mean, I will get a soil test.
It would give you an idea.
I have acidic soil with a sandy, and I'd probably want to, you know, dig out the top. You know, dig out the. If I was going to grow a garden, I'd have to dig up the top part of the sod and, you know, add some dirt and, you know, kind of based on the soil test, I guess.
Yeah, it would definitely. That would be part of it. And I'll tell you, you know, you wouldn't necessarily have to dig out some of the soil. It would be just additives to the soil. The existing soil is important because, you know, the compost can break down over time. And if you don't, you know, add it, keep adding it, it's going to have that existing soil. And you want a plant to be comfortable in there, right? You want it to be able to produce the way you want it to. So, you know, it's not a bad thing by any means. To keep it the way it is, I definitely think, you know, It's a lot of people, they just, when they hear moss in their yard, they just want to get rid of it. But, you know, it's not it's not something you need to get rid of if you don't want to.
No, I won't, because if it's not bad, it's such a big swath, and it's soft, and I don't got to mow it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's getting to be like a third of the south side of the lawn. It's like, you know, it's not causing me any problems.
Perfect.
So, I just assume just leave it alone if it's not an issue, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely can leave it there without an issue. You know, like I said, a lot of people want to get rid of it, but, you know, there are types of mosses out there that people will grow perennial-wise. This moss is a little bit different than that. But like I said, there are a lot of different mosses out there. So it's not a bad thing to have by any means in the yard.
Good to know. In other words, I don't have to worry about it.
No.
And then starting a vegetable garden, you know, is get rid of the topsoil. I mean, get rid of the sod. And then that's when you want a soil test to kind of know where
exactly.
to go from there.
You're going to want to, with that soil test, you want to make sure when you put the shovel in the ground, you get it from the bottom of the shovel, the tip of the metal shovel. That's the soil you want to get tested. Okay.
Okay. Bottom of the shovel. Okay. Cool. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, Andy. You have a great one.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll get back more of your questions and more information about what to do in the garden. So we'll take a couple here. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Andy in regards to the moss. And it's interesting. When I hear moss in a lawn, I instantly just go, we got to get rid of it. Let's do this. Let's get after it. He's got a pretty good point. It's nice and soft. You don't have to mow it. It's nice and easy. Hey, if it's not harming anything, why not keep it, right? So it's pretty interesting stuff. But it's a lot of indicators out there. So anybody who really, who has moss in a lawn and sees something like that, it's an indicator of what's going on down there. I wouldn't say it replaces a soil test, but it's almost like a soil test. It's going to tell you a couple things right off the bat. You have acidic soil. It's going to tell you that right then and there. So you know you're going to need to lime. If it's an area that's very shady and water sits, maybe. It's going to tell you it's very compact. If you can't get anything else to grow there, that's probably got that low pH, like I said. So, it's basically, in essence, a free soil test. But it's not going to tell you everything. It's not going to tell you all the details that you're looking for. You're not going to know how low your pH is. It's not going to tell you, how much organic matter you have in there. It's not going to tell you your phosphorus, your nitrogen levels. It's not going to give you some of that key information, but it is like a indication of a soil test. Yep, this is what's going on. So it's interesting to think about. And like I said, normally it's like, all right, this is what we're going to do to fix it. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be fixed, right? So, if it's not harming anything, why not? But for those of you who are looking to get something like that fixed, you're really trying to bring your soil pH up. Higher, to a higher level, getting into that 6.5 to 6.8 range. Usually moss thrives in the fives, in the mid to low fives in the pH. So we talk about pH a lot on the show. So maybe I should explain a little bit. So a pH shows how acidic or alkaline your soil is. Acidic is the lower numbers, and alkaline is the higher numbers. You don't want to be too alkaline, and you don't want to be too acidic. You want to be kind of right in the middle to grow that perfect lawn and garden. So that's why I talk about soil tests so much. I just continue to bring up different things about how you should do it and why. Because it's telling you a lot of details of what you can do. It's going to tell you what you need to fertilize with or to use in the lawn or garden, etc. So that it's not, you know, it takes some of the guessing out of it. So you're not guessing, oh, maybe I should put lime down. Oh, maybe I should put some sort of sulfur-based product down. Maybe I should do this or that. The soil test gives you those ideas. That's why, you know, every week I constantly talk about it, especially with lawns, because it just tells you so much that you need to know in order to be successful. It's, you know, it's like doing that studying before a test. You know, you're studying to get all that information so that when you take the test, you pass it. Well, that's what we're kind of doing with this soil test. We're getting all that information, studying it, and then applying that to the lawn or garden and make it easier for you. Long term, you know, you're not going to spend as much money on the lawn because you know what to do. Whereas if you don't know, you're just throwing something at it just to keep it going. So that's one of the reasons why I suggest the soil test so much. It is so important to know what's going on there, especially if you want to be, you know, completely successful with it. Like I said, having moss in the lawn kind of is already an indicator of your pH, knowing that it is lower. So adding lime to the soil is never going to hurt putting it when you have moss there if you're looking to go into that beautiful lawn. Or change it into a nice green lawn or garden, etc. So, the lawn will tell you a few things without getting that test, but the test is only going to tell you all the information. So, just a lot of good stuff there to think about going forward with your lawn. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take another break. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about soil test results that I've gotten. So, we'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Friday, governors continued to complain there's a lack of sufficient testing to track coronavirus cases in their states, and they need testing to begin the first phase of reopening. The question of whether states should move at their own pace to ease coronavirus restrictions was answered by Vice President Mike Pence.
We believe today that we have the capacity in the United States to do a sufficient amount of testing for states to move into phase one at the time and manner that they deem to be appropriate.
President Trump says if we follow the guidelines, we can get through this.
Certain states are going to come online, and they're going to start the early stages of the puzzle that we're putting together, and it's going to be together sooner rather than later.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, last week, I got a call in from Tom, and he was he had a soil test done, and he had pretty good soil pH already, and he was just wondering, he still wasn't very successful. They were looking for potassium to add to the soil because it was very low. So we talked about a few things last week to add to that potassium. And potassium is really good to add to the soil. It will help the other elements. But I had asked Tom last week to send me a soil test sample so I could take a look at it, just so I could get a better idea of what's going on. And I noticed a couple things. It's going to tell you, you know, obviously it will tell you the main elements, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. Those are the ones that we all think about right away of how much we need and what's going on there. You know, it's also going to tell you, it'll tell you the results, then it'll tell you optimal, so that you can kind of see it, you know, where you should be. And so with the first look, you look at this example, so the soil pH, the result is 6.8. And, you know, I've talked about it many times, 6.5 to 6.8 is perfect. But why am I still having some issues, and what's going on? So I looked through this, I spent a little bit of time. And obviously we knew that the potassium was very low compared to everything else. There was not much to it. So we talked about getting that potash, getting it into the yard for that. But then another thing I look at is the organic matter is 2.7%. So it's very low. I like to have a lot more in the 5 or 6% range. So this is one where I would look at and suggest getting some sort of top dressing, some sort of compost that you could put over the top of the lawn. Not like a heavy, like we're not talking a couple inches. We're talking like, you know, there are products out there that's like a perennial garden top dressing that's a compost. You can use any type of compost just to add to the lawn as a coat over the top to get some more of that organic matter in there. Organic matter helps everything else work together and work well. And then I looked and I noticed, I always talk about magnesium. If you look at the magnesium level, we're in the middle of it, the good rate. But then when you look at the saturation of how it's really hitting there, we're a little bit too much magnesium in the percentage-wise of with the cation exchange capacity. Lots of big things that sometimes even I look at and say, huh? So I get it if you were looking at this. So it gives me a little indicator that magnesium is creeping up. And I always talk about magnesium as, it's necessary for the lawn, but you don't want too much of it. So this would be something I would look at and say, I want to kind of leach the soil out a little bit. I'm getting high levels of a few things. I want to get back to basics on a few things. So I would take a product like the sulfur from Natural Alternative, and I would put that in the lawn. And I wouldn't do it as, the three applications that I've talked about. I might do it once or twice, and I would put it down at the regular rate. At that 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Because it does a couple things. This will help leach out some of the excess, but what it will also do is it's going to, get all the organic matter and all of the elements that are in there working a little bit easier because it allows them to move through the soil, and that's what we're looking to do. So it looks like some of them might be bound up a little bit, just a hair. So that's why I would look at it and say, let's put some sulfur down at a regular rate. When I talk about using these products like sulfur, I've also talked about Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Those can be used to just keep things going year after year. It's not just to fix everything. So I would add this to the lime in that you do every year. Your soil pH is very well off, so the lime you're not going to necessarily need to do. This would be a case where I would look at it and say, I want to keep that the same. So I'm going to do it once a year versus using a faster acting lime to continue that through. So, just because when you get the soil results, it looks perfect, doesn't mean you should just stop. So you still want to add that lime once a year. This would be one where you could use a pelletized lime because of that 6 months that it will constantly go through. Every 6 months, you can do it once a year. That sulfur-based product, I'd want you to do once a year, possibly twice a year as well. So these are products you still need to use even though there's not an issue. Okay, so we always think about, we got to put something down in order because there's an issue. Well, to keep it going, we need to use those products as well. Because if we don't do anything, those will slowly leach out on their own, and then you're going to be back to square one and trying to figure out some things. So I like to look at it and say, all right, do I need to just maintain or do I need to fix it? And on a example that Tom had sent me, you need to maintain a little bit. We're going to add that potassium through potash, and that you can find that 4 pounds, 4 pound bag, I believe, from Espoma. But let's clean up some other things. Let's add some organic matter. If you're noticing your lawn needs a little something else, throwing a top coat of a compost is great on the lawn. We're looking more of a leaf-based compost. We're not looking like a manure. We're looking at that leaf-based compost as just a top dressing. You can buy it by the bag. There's multiple different styles out there that you can use. You can use like a lobster compost. You can use a compost planting mix. All different types of compost out there that would work to help this, help your lawn be a little bit more successful. Because organic matter is important. That's what those elements feed off of. That's what they work together with to be stronger. So, you know, it's one thing that I just wanted to bring up a little bit, because it's not just about doing, a fixing. It's about maintaining as well. And maintaining the lawn is very important. You won't have to use as much as you've done in the past. You use a little bit less. You use just the regular rate versus a fixing rate. So that's just something to think about. So you might get a soil sample back and say, wow, it's pretty successful and everything looks good. That doesn't mean you give up. You just got to keep going. You use at the regular rates of products to keep the lawn going and continuing. So it is very important to do that. And that's the goal, right? The goal is to use less product over time. It's going to take some time to get there if you have some issues, but we need to just have a little bit of time to get the lawn to where you want it and then maintain. You know, it's the same thing with us, right? We want to get that, you know, that summer body going, right? Well, we're going to work out and we're going to get ready the best we can, right? I say this and I don't do that, but that's another story. But that's the thing, right? You got to get there and then you maintain it. So we do it for ourselves, and that's kind of what the lawn's looking to do. The lawn is looking to get to its perfect beach body, if you will. And then it needs to maintain it. So putting down some fertilizers, putting down your lime and your soil conditioners is something that it needs, just like we need. You know, the sulfur and any of the natural alternative products, not the sulfur itself, but with having the fertilizer mixed into it, that's the vitamins for the soil. So really something to look at doing. And you know, it's not just about fixing, it's about maintaining. And I think that's one of the things, you know, I sometimes get lost on. And, you know, Andy brought it up this morning when it came to the moss. Just, you know, it's not just about fixing everything. It's about maintaining what you have. So, something to think about, something's kind of opened my eyes this morning and made me think a little bit differently. Because it's always, how can we fix this? All right, we got to fix this. Well, let's look at it first. Let's take a step back and say, all right, this is what we need to do. So, just a few thoughts here. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Perfect time to get out there and get some things cleaned up. I know the past couple days in New England, it hasn't been great. I know the more north you go in New England, the snow's still kind of sticking around. But hopefully we get some warm weather. Now, I've talked about it every week, about soil temperatures. And the soil temperatures in this area are still cold. It's crazy. I mean, we had, you know, it's not freezing temperatures in the soil. Obviously, that's been a bit. But just looking where I am in Lowell, going to the website I go to weekly, Greencast Online, says current soil temperature is 35 degrees. 24-hour average is 40. 5-day average is 46. And we're in the middle of April. Our forsythias are blooming. Our trees are starting to show forms of life. All of our plants are starting to change into that, you know, springtime feel. But our soil temperatures are so cold. You know, I've talked about it a number of times about crabgrass. Crabgrass needs 3 days straight of 55 degrees or warmer to start to germinate and get out there. I know a lot of you have already said, you know, I see crabgrass, I gotta get it taken care of. Well, right now is the perfect time to be putting down your crabgrass preventer. You know, that step 1A, if you will. I've talked about it a few times. I like to put that crabgrass preventer with the fertilizer and then look at doing another crabgrass preventer late season, whether it be, you know, having that same crabgrass with fertilizer in 6 weeks, or is it just a crabgrass preventer where I go on and use my broadleaf weed killer? Because I'll tell you, I walked through my yard yesterday. I already got a bunch of broadleaf weeds. And he's thinking, all right, well, you know, that's step two. It's early. What do I do? Well, there's some ways to do that. There's some products out there. There's a Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. That is one that will kill a lot of the lawn weeds and not the lawn. And it will actually work in 45 degrees. You know, so we're right on that line, you know, back and forth temperature wise. So the Weed Beater Ultra would be something to be looking at to spray your yard with. I was out there not yesterday, but 2 days ago. We were walking out in the yard just trying to get some energy out for the kids, and I'm like, wow, the ajuga's everywhere. There's weeds starting to pop everywhere. What is going on? And I know it's warm, but you know, it's not that time yet, but then I realized, yeah, this is what's going to happen. And so that's the perfect example of using a product like Weed Beater Ultra to get rid of some of those broadleaf weeds that are growing without having to go to that next step. We're not there yet. If you guys have questions, give me a call. It's 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, during the break, I was answering a couple emails, and one of the questions was, you know, when is the best time to transplant a lilac bush? And we all know lilacs are spring blooming plants. So, you know, we're kind of at the time where we're in between. What do we think? What should we do? Well, you can transplant a lilac early in the spring, right as it's starting to bud or before it's starting to bud. When the ground is soft enough to dig, you can get a nice size root ball, get that move to where you want, or you can do it later in the fall as the plant's starting to go dormant. So those are the ideal times, right? That doesn't mean you can't transplant it at any time. You know, there's nothing in a book. Well, there's probably somewhere in a book, but there's nothing specifically saying you can't do it at any time. Now, if you do it properly, you can move something during the season. I don't like to do it when it's like 90 degrees or warmer, you know, in the high 80s, because you're going to shock the tree as it is or the shrub. So this would be something I would look at and say, you know what? If I wanted to do it now, I know that I might not get some of those blossoms, but it's in the wrong spot. I can't have it here any longer. I need to move it to another spot. So this would be something I'd look at and say, all right, I'm going to move it, and I'm going to move it in a few days. And what I'd start with is making sure I watered the plant heavily the night before. right? I want to get as much moisture into the plant as possible, get that deep watering into the lilac or whichever shrub you're transplanting. You know, leave the hose on a trickle right at the base. Leave it there 20 minutes, half hour. Okay. And the reason why I'm doing that is I want to get the water to the roots. I want to get the water to the plant, because as soon as you start cutting roots, they get shocked and they try to pull up as much as they can, and they just get, you know, that like shock and like, oh, what are we going to do? We got to get this. We're going to do this. You've got the water into the plant. It's starting to absorb. It's going to help with the transplanting. From there, move it to the place that you want. Mix in some great compost and some Biotone starter from Espoma. It's a great one to help with transplant shock. Mix it together and get it in. So that's what I'd like to see you do. Now, I do have some calls on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Mass.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
We have a Boston fern that kind of fell apart, and I'm going to have Winnie talk to you.
Okay.
About this. She had it. It was green. It was in good shape, but then she had it repotted, and then she put it outside last weekend overnight, and now it has fallen apart once again. What do we do now?
All right, so it's starting to turn black a little bit. Is that some of the things that happen, light, yellow, etc.?
No, it's I'm looking at it now. It's brownish, and you know, there's still some green.
Yep.
But it's there's a lot of brown.
Okay, now, so one of the things that it could have happened is overnight it could have gotten a little bit too cold.
Yeah, it did. It was cold.
And so that's one of the things that's kind of shocked the plant.
Yeah, it shocked the plant.
It's really, you know, the plant itself is on the outside, there was some tender foliage maybe, where that it got too cold and just damaged that. So any of the brown that's brittle, cut off.
Yeah.
Get rid of, it, of the plant. Okay?
Cut it off.
The brown. Okay.
The brown. Yeah.
If it's brittle or tender, if you touch it and it kind of just falls apart, get rid of it. It's not going to help any of your plant. It's not going to help be successful. So what I'd like to see...
I'm touching it now, but it's not falling apart.
Okay. Well, let's do this. I have to take a break here. I want you to hang tight on the line. When we get back, it'll be a few minutes. I apologize for that. But
sure.
We'll get back and we'll give you some more information on what to do. Okay?
Okay, good.
So just hang tight for me.
Yeah.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. See you then.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today, 888-291-9729, 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments, save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi, 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.